And greetings, my friends, patriots, lovers of democracy, truth and justice, believers in peace, freedom, and the American way. Tom Hartman here with you. I have finally read the damn bill. Took a while to get around to it. Took a while for it to get online. Section 402 of this piece of legislation that was passed yesterday is absolutely mind-boggling. Let's talk about the consequences of this and what this legislation means, the whole thing. Congressman Charles Rangel, Charlie Rangel on the line with us, the U.S. Congressman representing the 15th District of New York. Rangel, R-A-N-G-E-L dot house.gov, of course, his website. Congressman, welcome back to the program.
Good to be with you, Tom. You do good work.
Thank you. I actually read this piece of legislation this morning and that passed the House yesterday, and it blows my mind. Section 402 says that it's only going to take a majority of these 12 members of Congress, not 100% of them, like with Simpson-Bowles. So 7 votes will make this bill. And then once it hits the House and Senate, all rules are suspended. No filibusters are possible, no amendments possible, unless it has a revenue provision, in which case the suspension of the rules is suspended. Isn't this insane?
Well, what the Congress has done, I tried to find a bright spot the voters can undo. This is the Congress forfeiting its responsibility. It's such an unconstitutional connection between raising the debt ceiling and managing our budget. And the whole thing has been so controlled by a handful of people that when you get down to this 12-man congressional board, 3 Republican senators and 3 Democrats who sometimes act like they're Republican senators, then you're talking about 3 members of the Republican Party, that Boehner in the House of Representatives, with the diverse Democrats that we have. I don't want to be Pelosi and trying to find out what 3 Democrats have put on. No, it's not going to work. I'm so happy that we didn't default, and I think we can take a breather for that. But the truth of the matter is, 2012 is 2012. When the people got fed up with incumbent Democrats, what did they do in a big way? They kicked us out. And I truly believe that if people can see that the animosity that built up was really not in the best interest of our country, but it was to get rid of Obama, which they said is their stated mission, and no economist would tell you that at a nation with the highest unemployment we've had in decades, that you cut programs instead of investing in jobs to get us back to work. So, Tom, I've been trying to find out a good view on this, and at very least, we don't have to embarrass the whole world and ruin the whole economy by going over the cliff. The problem was we were dealing with people that clearly didn't mind going over the cliff.
Yeah.
That's a hard opponent.
They had pulled the pin out of the hand grenade before they threw it to you guys.
What is it?
They had pulled the pin out of the hand grenade before they threw it to you guys and to the president.
They didn't mind dying. You know, I always remember in the Army in the fight, they say, Smitty's got to lose because Jonesy doesn't mind dying. And you can't win a fight when someone that is holding hostage, not Obama. Whatever you do with him is fair game. After all, he wasn't drafted. You know, that's politics. But the whole idea that you would jeopardize the full faith and credit of our country even before you go over the cliff, and then to have us to say that with a $14.3 trillion deficit that was not caused by the poor and the working class and the middle class, that we're going to have shared sacrifice with those that had inflated incomes. And the fact that it's not denied that just closing the unfair tax loopholes would bring in $1 trillion, and to say that you can't go near the rich, even to reform the tax system, and that the burden has to fall on the working poor and the middle class, you know, that's not American at all. America is at its best when it has hopes and dreams of having a job. And that's what makes us different.
So why is Congress, why, if I agree with you on all that, and given that, why is it that the House of Representatives has adjourned for a five-week vacation with the FAA not funded, 4,000 FAA safety, you got safety inspectors who are checking our airplanes right now, not being paid. You've got, 100,000 contractors building runways and safety lights and things have been laid off. I mean, this is more unemployment because John Boehner, Eric Cantor, and the Republicans in the House of Representatives don't like the fact that the FAA allows unionization within its ranks and among its contractors. They want to strip the unions out. I just don't get it. Why did the Democratic Party and this Democratic president allow this debate to be about the debt ceiling instead of turning it around on them and making it about jobs?
I guess when you're talking about a nightmare like crashing the economy with the debt ceiling, everything looks minor. But there's no excuse for the lack of confidence that people have in the Congress, and it can be extended. Why is it that we have wars now with American soldiers, men and women, being killed every day, and the average American, and certainly our churches and synagogues, is not saying a word? And we talk about the sacred validity of God's life.
Yeah.
And if you ask where the countries were located, 90% of Americans don't know, half of them don't care. And if you ask why are we there, even the president can't answer that.
Oh, there's a lot of money to be made in war.
And so the truth of the matter is that America, we haven't had a movement in America. And it's so bad that we just take incompetency as par for the course. There's no excuse for the Congress to be out in August when millions of people are not working. Yeah. I mean, there's no excuse for us not to be there every day trying to find out some way to encourage Americans to invest in the United States of America, instead of making it easier and more profitable for them to invest overseas, with the jobs overseas, with the money that they make kept overseas. There's no excuse. American flags are made in China. I mean,
I know.
It doesn't make sense. And the Congress, you get what you paid for. And my constituents, they voted for me, but they don't let me get away with anything. And I think that if we got our clergy involved, after all, we're talking about the poor, the vulnerable, the sick, the aged, it's all biblical and spiritual, but I haven't heard a word from them during this dramatic, historic debate in terms of protecting the poor and the sick. Yeah. And now, there's going to be across-the-board cuts, notwithstanding what they say about Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid. Now, they're setting the ground rules for what's going to happen in the next decade. And if we don't get political on this, I never thought I'd be mixing politics with morality as it relates to our responsibility to our fellow man. But the issues have never been clearer. We're talking about war when we should be working on peace. We talk about unemployment when we should be working in investment. We talk about cutting back in Social Security, health care for the aged and for the sick. Hey, this doesn't sound like a Democratic proposal. It sounds like the right thing to do. And so I make an appeal for people not to vote Democratic, but find out what the issues are and get busy for 2012.
Yeah, there you go. And there's a lot of great organizations, too. Progressive Democrats of America, Van Jones's new program. He's been on this program several times. RebuildTheDream.com and many others. Congressman Charlie Rangel. Congressman Rangel, thanks so much for being with us today.
Thank you, Tom. Keep up the good work.
Thank you. You too, sir. Rangel.house.gov. RANGEL. We'll be right back.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.